right, if you had the chance to talk to yourself 3-4 months ago, pre-COVID-19, knowing what you know now, what would you say? You can always send us a text if you want to at 92925. It's Nikki and Mark and Andy. And a couple of years ago, actually, we wrote letters to ourselves when we were younger, like around the age of 11 or 13. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to do the same thing now, but not that far back, you know, just pre-COVID-19, because so much has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've all written notes to ourselves. And Mark, you're going to share yours this morning.
Yeah, here it goes.
Excited. Okay.
Dear Mark, so I'm writing this letter to you of what's about to come. It was 3 months ago today, actually, that you and your family were in Disneyland. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a picture you just posted, waiting in line, standing shoulder to shoulder in a sea of thousands of people all packed and squished together. Ah, yes. So here's the thing. You know how you rolled your eyes earlier when your wife gave you 5 Lysol wipes after that 12-hour day at Disney? Well, she might have been onto something. You better stock up, because you're going to be using hand wipes and sanitizer and soap, alcohol, everything you can clean your hands with almost every hour of every day. Yes, coronavirus is coming. I know you're hearing about it in the news, and it seems like it's a world away. I even remember you telling your friends that it probably won't be a big deal here in North America. Well, coronavirus, we also call it COVID-19, will change your life. Now, you can either embrace the change, or you can be afraid of it. When you're told to stay away from people, that's called social distancing, by the way, you can either completely close yourself off from the world, or you can find ways to be closer to your friends and family like never before. That's right, there'll be a point where you won't even be able to see anyone but your immediate family. But oddly enough, you'll end up connecting more with people than you ever have via FaceTime, phone, and something called Zoom. Think of it as a Brady Bunch live chat with all your friends.
Yes.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but you'll actually be using it to hang out with your friends on a Saturday night. No, you won't be bringing it with your friends to your friends' places. That's actually how you'll be communicating with them from home. So enjoy spending time with your friends now while you can. Stay for that extra drink, and for once, try not to use the excuse that you have to get up early for work the next day so you can bail early on them. I know it sounds sad. Parts of it will be. You'll go through moments of sadness, moments of anxiety, confusion, and fear of what the next day will bring. At the beginning, each day will feel like a week, but as time passes, things will slowly feel strangely normal. Working out in your den to a virtual gym class? Normal. Eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home with your family on top of you 24/7 with no escape for a single second? 100% normal. Wearing masks, wiping down groceries, fighting over toilet paper? Normal, normal, normal. Okay, maybe not the toilet paper part, but buy an extra roll just in case. There will be silver linings to the pandemic as well you're about to encounter. Our definition of heroes and essential service will change. Doctors, nurses, PABs, grocery store clerks, truckers, and more will all be essential to your daily life. They will be rightfully celebrated. They will be guardian angels. People will come together and help one another. You'll be thankful to live in a country where governments pretty much send free money to people who have lost their jobs because of economic shutdowns. You'll become more appreciative of your friends and family. Speaking of family, your wife isn't a real blonde, by the way. You'll find that out too, trust me. Yes, it will be a strange world. It sounds unbelievable even talking about it now, but this is what you'll be going through, and I'm just writing to tell you that your fear of the unknown is sometimes much worse than what reality will be.
Mm-hmm.
As I write to you now, May 20th, there's still a lot of unknowns. But if you take one day at a time, live in the moment, worry less, embrace change, enjoy the company of your family, take the advice of your friends, show your daughter what it's like to face adversity, and just breathe, it will be okay. Ça va bien aller. And you might want to trademark that phrase now. Trust me.
Isn't it cathartic writing it? Doesn't it make you feel good and a little bit thankful too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really meant that line, how anxiety and worrying about something is a lot worse in your mind than it really is. We're living through it. Yes, there are challenges, but we're fine.
You're in it. Mm-hmm. You're in it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I really love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And we'll get these up online for you as well at thebeat925.ca. And the conversation about how Mark has been married for 20 years without knowing his wife is in a real blonde.
A real blonde.
That's a conversation for another day. That is a conversation for another day.